Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
BJ and Jamie.
Who is your wife jealous of? Is there an ex?
Not an ex, but a girl that used to hang around me a little bit. She does not like her at all.
Amber?
It's not Amber.
Who have we seen that he hangs around with?
That's the only one I've seen.
It's all right. Yeah,
me too.
I mean, when you have a hot, perky girl next to you all day long, your hands weren't a honker.
Put words in my mouth.
I don't even think I can agree with that one. I think I have to just move on. Move on.
I'm going to be sleeping on the couch tonight for no reason.
BJ and Jamie. Weekday mornings on Alice and anywhere, anytime on the radio.com app.
All right, 5:23. It's the BJ and Jamie Morning Show. Good morning, everybody, and welcome to the program. It is a Friday. The weekend is here.
Woo!
Yay! And not just any weekend. It's a three-day weekend for us.
Really?
This is pretty cool.
Monday off?
Martin Luther King Day. Monday.
Oh, I'm going to enjoy that.
Yeah, I don't know how many people actually take Monday off. I know the businesses around town, if you're county or state, banks, which is federal, they all have the day off. I don't know about schools.
I don't think a lot of schools do, because
yeah,
in
know.
College, I never got it off.
All right, 51059. If you know anything about the schools on Monday, anybody get Martin Luther King Day off? Or is that just a wide open day that you have to go anyway?
I remember in DPS, I got Martin Luther King Day off.
Yeah, I think some do. Yeah. I think I saw that yesterday on somebody's Twitter feed. But I think a few places might.
I definitely remember getting it off when I was in school.
Got to celebrate. Yeah. You got to go to the parade.
Yeah.
You know what that is, right?
The Martin Luther King Parade?
No. Marade.
Marade?
You know what a marade is?
No.
No idea.
You guys have no idea?
No.
What kind of Martin Luther King fans are you?
What is it?
Jeez. It's the combination of march and parade.
Oh.
It's a marade.
Okay.
You didn't know?
No, I didn't know that.
Go. I got to teach you boys everything, don't I?
Yeah,
it's a parade.
Someone just texted in, DPS is off.
Yeah, I think there are several schools that are off. I think some have to go because I saw some complaining on Twitter last night of some people that actually have to go to Metro or a couple of places. I'm not really sure. But Monday is a holiday for most of the government anyway.
Well, yeah, because if one person gets it off, then the other person doesn't. They all start complaining about it. Everyone wants it off.
All right. Hey, Schmidl, I had no idea. Tomorrow's your birthday.
Yep. Tomorrow's my birthday.
Big 30. 3-0.
Yeah. Dirty 30.
The Woo! Last day of being in my 20s.
Yeah. Wow.
Yeah.
You going to celebrate tomorrow?
I am. Yeah. Yep. I'm going to go out to dinner. The place that I was looking at, I guess you need reservations. I didn't really realize that until this morning.
Is that the restaurant we were talking about?
Yeah.
Garden Grace?
Yeah. And they're all booked.
Yeah.
Oh, so man, I'm going to have to find somewhere else.
We could probably get someone over there to hook you up. Slide you in there.
Oh, let me see if I have Troy's phone number.
Maybe put you in a table by the, I don't know, the bathroom or something.
I'd take whatever they got.
Hang on.
There's always that one table that no one wants.
Yeah, that's very true.
Yeah, I think we could do better than that. I know the owner.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah.
BJ's got connections.
Oh, all the fancy places around town. You know where I hang out, right?
Yeah.
Let's see here. Yep. I think I have his number here. I think we can hook you up. Yeah, he owns the place. His name's Troy. Gard.
Reservation for two.
Yeah, sure. See if we can make that happen today, all right?
That'd be cool.
Well, we'll give a big shout out to Troy later on in the show.
Yeah.
Just to get you a hookup.
That'd be awesome,
man. It might be borderline illegal, but we'll do it anyway. We don't care. Now, after the big dinner, a few cocktails, you got to knock a few back, you got to hit some whiskey. What are you doing?
We'll probably go out to a couple bars, but I'm going to end up going to this band called Shakedown Street. And they're playing at a bar called Beyond Key.
Oh.
Yeah.
And you do have a big night.
Yeah, it's going to be fun.
Now, who's going with you? Is this your uncle and dad?
No. I'm going to bring like my paintball team, a couple high school friends, and this girl that I'm dating.
Oh, you're rolling deep.
We're going hard.
I thought maybe it was the uncle and the dad going with you to the big nightclub.
No, my uncle doesn't drink, and my dad's too old. So.
Oh, don't say that. He can party with you.
Big party for the weekend.
Yeah.
Huh? All right.
It's going to be a good time.
Well, happy birthday. I wish you would have told us, just tipped us off or something over the past couple of days, because I had no idea. I would have brought you some cupcakes or something.
I think I've been kind of mentioning it for
you have been talking about
like
it
weeks.
Yeah.
Well, then why didn't somebody else think about getting him something? I had no idea.
Maybe Jamie's bringing something.
Maybe. I don't know. She might.
She's like,
she got me that Switch. She doesn't need to get me
it.
That is true.
Yeah. It didn't register with her either. I'm telling you. It didn't register with me.
Might not have.
Wait, how have you been bringing it up?
Just kind of like quietly, like, hey, turned 30 on Saturday.
Well, because you've been freaking out. You're a little sad about it.
Yeah.
You don't need to be sad about it. 30, that's amazing.
I don't know, man.
You're not getting old.
I'm not going to be 20s anymore. I'm going to be old man, hurt my hip.
Oh, my. Yeah. Walker. I wouldn't go that far.
With
the tennis balls on it.
You go out tomorrow night, right?
Yeah, exactly.
Well, at least you get to park in handicapped parking, man.
No.
Now that you're getting old.
Yeah, wait till that hangover kicks in on Sunday. You are going to be miserable.
Yeah, I'm not looking forward to that.
Then you're going to feel old.
Yeah.
All right, quick break here. The BJ and Jamie Morning Show. We are loaded today. There's a lot of weather news today. I guess in the mountains, it's going to really snow. It's going to be treacherous later this afternoon to get up there. Obviously, the chain laws will be in effect. And then here on the Front Range, it's all about wind today. I mean, we're talking some really gusty stuff. And I've got a couple of reports, in fact, I recorded just a few minutes ago. And we'll play those for you when we come back. So stick around. A lot of weather out there. Big news. And I guess some of it's even advisories in the area. So we'll cover that when we come back.
BJ and Jamie.
Alice 105.9. It's the BJ and Jamie Morning Show here on this Friday morning. 22 degrees. Going to be a pretty nice weekend today. Going to be very, very windy. Oh, before we go any further with the weather, though, a text: is the guy on your show turning 30, the one that's bald-headed? Well, I wasn't going to approach it that way. And I think we determined yesterday, if he jumps on the mullet bandwagon, it becomes a skullet for you, right?
Yeah.
I think you should do it.
No.
Come on.
Someone's got to pay me to do that, man. Yeah.
How much would you ask for?
Oh, $10,000.
What? All right, that's a little outrageous.
How about $10? Yeah. All right, let's get to this weather. I've got two reports here that I've pulled from Fox 31. Got to give those guys credit and the gals. Because the first report is, if you're headed for the mountains anytime later on today, the weekend, not as bad as today, but I think today is going to be a bad, bad trip for you.
You're going to be heading up here over the Martin Luther King weekend to make sure you have all-wheel, four-wheel drive. You have chains if necessary. In fact, this weekend is kind of the kickstart of the traditional recreational winter travel season, which runs in through mid-April.
I've never heard of that.
I know.
The recreational wintry travel season?
Yeah.
Is that what she said?
Kickoff to the winter travel season.
Get out of here.
It seems a little late to me.
And this is the weekend for it? I didn't know that.
Just to kind of give you an idea, this weekend last year, the Eisenhower Tunnel had more than 45,000 cars going through it every day of the weekend. So if you're going to be up here, well, you'll have a lot of company. Today will be the most difficult travel day, especially during the midday and afternoon hours. A lot of folks getting off from work today, maybe heading up here. Expect snow-covered roads, strong winds.
Oh,
good news is, though, as we head towards Saturday, Sunday, and Monday, we'll bring back the sunshine, but guys, the wind will still be an issue.
Yeah, it's going to be a pain in the butt if you're headed up to the mountains anytime over the weekend, I guess. But I will say that over the past couple of days, I feel like that forecast is a little lighter than it was just a couple of days ago.
Yeah, because they were saying it before, like on Monday, it was going to be the mountains were going to be getting pounded.
It was impossible, they said.
Yeah.
Because snows were anywhere between a foot to 2 feet of snow. And now it looks like it's been back down to like 8 to 14 inches for most areas.
Which is still a lot of snow.
It is, but it's not 2 feet, you know. And earlier in the week, I think it was more doom and gloom that it's going to be impossible. In fact, I-70 could be closed But it looks like that you're going to make it. Now, for the Front Range and for the plains, it's a little different story. No precip, but a lot of wind.
So the wind's going to kick in around and after lunchtime. So this morning's going to be pretty serene as far as things go. But it will be a gusty afternoon with winds over 60 miles an hour. And the high country snow developing. As Christine mentioned, travel becoming very difficult on I-70 later on today. 4 to 7 inches, maybe up to a foot in spots. That's really going to slow down travel for them. High wind warnings in effect for the I-25 urban corridor and for the plains. But call this the calm before the storm this morning, because once we hit noon and a high of 50 degrees, 51 degrees rather, we're going to see that wind kicking up, and the winds are going to kick up at, again, some 60 miles per hour.
I think somebody left a microphone on in that studio. Yeah. You hear him in the background?
Talking in the background.
Yeah. Talking and laughing.
The whole time.
He's being really serious. Like 65 mile per hour winds later this afternoon. Could be ugly, treacherous in the mountains. And you hear people laughing in the background.
I thought I was hearing something for a second.
Like they're telling jokes or something. Yeah. On the set. That's bizarre. I didn't hear that when I recorded it. I just heard it on the playback. And you know what's weird about these winds? And we've often said that on this show. I don't know what it is with Colorado, but we get this pass for some reason about, you know, when it comes to hurricane force winds. Now, if this were happening in Florida today, that they're expecting 60 to 70 mile per hour winds later this afternoon, it would be 24/7 on the Weather Channel.
Really?
Oh, yeah. Oh, that's a tropical storm. Because you get to 74 miles per hour, it's hurricane. You're in a Category 1.
Oh, okay.
We're only a few miles per hour, and it may even hit that today.
Dang.
But we're only just a few, like 4 or 5 miles per hour from a hurricane this afternoon. And yet, you go to the Weather Channel, and it's nothing.
It's no big deal.
Nobody cares. It's Colorado. Nobody cares. Right?
Yeah. That dust is going to pick up, though. Oh. Especially on the plains.
It's going to be crazy later this afternoon, if it all develops the way it should, in the way they're forecasting. But then again, it could just nothing.
I bet you it's going to kick up, especially around your house. You're supposed to get hit real hard.
Yeah. So, I took down the patio umbrellas yesterday.
So they don't fly away?
Well, I don't want a lawsuit. I'm afraid it's going to go flying over a fence or something and hit a dog.
Yeah.
Ooh, you know, or into a window.
Then I get a lawsuit.
I've seen your patio furniture fly away when I was watching your house one time. It took off like, you know, a couple feet off the ground. I'm not joking.
It's not exactly anchored that well, is it?
No, it's not very heavy
either.
I
have a lot of flying objects in my backyard.
Potentially.
A lot of projectiles.
Yeah.
It's some of the stuff I actually wish would blow out of there.
Yeah.
I wouldn't mind for that old hot tub of mine to go flying today. And end up somewhere like a mile away.
And then just never find it.
Yeah. That would be great.
That anymore.
Yeah, we'd get rid of that thing for me. BJ and Jamie Morning Show coming up at 8 o'clock this morning. We do have money on the way. It's a new year, new money. $1,000 up for grabs. We have a code word for you. We'll give you a code word. You'll text it. And we'll take a quick break and be right back.
BJ and Jamie.
We need to make our Super Bowl predictions today.
I'm going with
Chiefs. You're going with Kansas City.
Yeah, the Chiefs.
Just like you know who I'm going with.
Well, you're going with Tennessee. About you. I meant if I wasn't so disheveled today, I was going to have my whole Kansas City outfit on.
You were?
Yeah, I was.
Yeah, I was going to wear my Tennessee Titans. I've got a nice pullover. But I've burned like 4 or 5 holes in it.
Well, you got the hat.
You got the hat on.
I brought the hat. Yeah. But yeah. I didn't bring the shirt. So.
Did you see what I tweeted about the avalanche?
No.
No. What'd you tweet?
So they got these new jerseys.
Oh, they're hideous.
All right, so why don't you tell everybody what it's about?
So it's the Stadium Series. They came out with new jerseys last time we did this, but it's at the Air Force Academy. Really cool at the football stadium, February 15th. But they made these special jerseys and the A on it. First off, it looks like a bib. It looks like they're wearing a napkin around their neck.
Right.
But the A, why it's so big like that, is to represent the chapel, the cadet chapel at Air Force Academy. So I get that. There's a lot of meaning behind it. But whoever did it, it's like a 5-year-old drew it up.
Right. So I saw all the Avalanche players were complaining about it. A lot of them didn't like it. So last night I tweeted because I was like, what does that A look like? It looks like Alvin and the Chipmunks.
Oh my gosh. His A? Yes, it does.
It does.
Alvin's A.
It's Alvin's A from the Chipmunks. I'm not even kidding.
It totally does.
Whenever you see it, everybody has a different opinion, though. You like Alvin and the Chipmunks. Uh-huh. You like, what was it you
it's
said?
It's a napkin, like a
like
bib.
Like a napkin, a bib. I think you said something the same thing. I said it looks like something the Pope would wear. All it needs is that hat. All you need is the hat. I mean, it's really ugly.
Well, I mean, I don't know. You know, I think that they put it in my head that it's ugly. I probably wouldn't have even thought that it was ugly until everybody told me it was ugly. But I just see Alvin.
Totally, yeah, totally. Yes. Right.
All right. Well, big sports weekend, Sunday afternoon. We have the Kansas City Chiefs taking on the Tennessee Titans, and then it's the Green Bay Packers out with the San Francisco 49ers. Right, yeah, Carson, who do you like?
I like San Francisco beating the Packers, and then I like Tennessee because they're like the underdog.
See, I want Packers to take on either Tennessee or the Chiefs because I love the fans of the Packers.
Yeah.
I
mean, no, they're diehards.
Oh, my God, they're insanity.
So no one is a San Francisco 49er fan? No.
Oh, yeah, I am.
You are?
Yeah, I'm taking them over the Packers.
Okay. What about you, Spadil?
I mean, I think that the 49ers are probably going to win, but I would like it if the Packers would win. Yeah, I like Aaron Rodgers a lot.
Yeah. So we'll go with the Packers. And then Tennessee or Kansas City.
We're going with the Chiefs.
The Chiefs.
So when are the games?
Should be a good game. They start Sunday afternoon at 1 o'clock.
Are both of them being played?
Both are on Sunday, yes. Right. One at 1 o'clock and one at 4:40, I think it is.
This is
our
a big
time.
Deal, isn't it?
Yeah. And the winners go to the Super Bowl,
that's what
which
I
is
mean.
A couple of weeks away.
Holy hell. That is a big deal.
Yeah.
And then so we have Demi Lovato. She's going to sing the national anthem.
Right.
And we have...
Halftime is J-Lo, isn't it?
And Thank Shakira.
Is that right? Yeah.
So
should be a good one.
Despite its name, we're not totally sure where this will go.
Jamie's Tabloid Trash on Alice 105.9.
Oh, you don't know about the Shakira one. I have to tell you.
I'm with you. I think the J-Lo, she can hold it, but I think she should have gotten somebody else to join her on stage a little stronger.
Yes.
You know what I mean?
Yep, I do. And a guy. That's a
Could
lot.
Be like the Jonas Brothers. I mean, they're pretty hot now.
Yeah, they are hot
That would have been a good move.
That would have been good. I mean, she obviously is the star, and then they come up and, you know, sing something.
Yeah.
But that's a lot of chick up there. But maybe it's because of the big women's march this weekend.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it's a big women's march this weekend downtown. I'm looking for all the details. I just lost them. But it starts at, like, let's see here, 10 a.m. this morning at the corner of 14th Avenue and Bannock Street. Entertainment starts at 9:30 with dancers.
Dancers.
Drummers.
Really?
And singers.
Really?
They're in a marching band.
Get out of here.
Yeah, so it's going to be a big party downtown. And then, here's what it says. It'll be a flash mob near the start of the line at 9:55, but they won't tell us what kind of flash mob or what it's about.
That's kind of cool. I've never seen a flash mob,
one in person either. Yeah, I haven't either.
When I think of flashing...
No, they're not going to show their boobs. A flash mob.
It says a flash mob, and it's a women's march. I can think what I want.
I can see that.
Right? You wouldn't call it a flash mob.
Only you would think flash mob means boobs. Only you. Anyway, holy hell. Then there's going to be all kinds of stuff at the Greek Theater, a big party there. And then over 50 organizations will be set up, I think, at the McNichols building with all kinds of different tables.
I think they get a pretty big turnout.
Yeah, they do. They do. I remember, I think it was last year, BJ, and I had TV on and I saw all these women downtown. And I go... To my friend, I go, I'm the worst woman ever. I didn't even know what was going on.
You've never been to one, have you?
No, I haven't. No. I was like, I suck as a chick.
I don't know anybody that's been to one in my circle.
No?
It'd be my wife's friends or something of that nature. Yeah. Maybe even people here in the building. But I've never heard anybody talk about it that's ever gone.
Well, I knew a lot of people that went at the beginning of the Trump administration. Yeah. You know, when the big hats were...
Oh, they were angry.
Cousin, everybody went.
The first one was insane.
Yeah, that was a lot of anger. Yep. In one group.
It was. It was. That's a good reason to stay away that day.
Yeah, that was good.
That's not the one to go to.
My cousin, she went to like five of them across the country.
She did?
She
toured?
She did. And she live streamed all of them with her little vagina hat on her head. She
really?
Was mad.
I thought they were all on the same day.
I don't know. I feel like she was bussed because I remember her being on a camera. Huh. At different places.
Yeah, I thought the Women's March was like one specific day all across the country.
I think you're right, but maybe she just popped over to different places that day.
Now, it could have been Women's March 2, Women's March 3. Because that first year that Trump was elected, it I felt like there was one every month.
There was. She's mad. She, my cousin hates Trump. I mean, I've never seen a woman have so much passion for somebody that's whatever. I just okay, Shelly. I mean, hates him.
Despise.
Oh my God! I've just never seen somebody just go so crazy.
Is it better today?
No.
She still
probably
hates
worse today.
Because Hillary was her girl. Oh. I mean, she loved Hillary 100%. And so she has PTSD from it. That's what she claims.
Yeah.
She has PTSD from Hillary not winning.
Really? So she suffers?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, she's a lot. I unfollowed her, but she's still my friend because she's my cousin.
Yeah.
But I had to hit that unfollow because there's a lot going on under there.
Is every post also political?
There's nothing about family or friends or anything.
Yeah, I tell you.
Sometimes we get a few cat posts.
It doesn't pay. It does not pay to be political every single post online or even once.
It's exhausting.
Just stay away from it, man.
It is.
Who cares?
It's really exhausting. Although, I did see an interesting post, and I kind of wanted to know. I don't know why I want to know this. How much do you think those pens that Nancy Pelosi had everybody use, and it has her signature, it looks like in gold, on the pen?
Yeah.
I wonder how much that cost us.
I'm going to guess those pens, what are they called? Mont Blanc?
Mont Blanc?
Well, I'm just saying that's a high-end pen, right?
Yeah.
Well, you got to figure they ordered the best out there,
right?
To do this. They're not going to give you a commemorative Bic. Are they?
What about that one that has the four colors that my orthodontist gave me? I posted that pin on our Facebook page that my orthodontist gave me at Parker Orthodontics, and everybody wanted it. Blue, red. That
is cool. I remember having those when I was a kid.
Yeah. So she should have done those.
I would guess that these pens probably cost $300 to $500 each.
With their name on
there
it.
There was probably 20 of them.
Because yesterday I was thinking, and I don't know why I was thinking this, but I saw in our boss's office that he was going to expense a chicken sandwich.
No, he wasn't.
There was a chicken sandwich receipt from Frisco on his desk.
Yeah.
Because I know he was going to look at the Breckenridge house.
Right.
Right? And so he was going to expense his chicken sandwich.
Yeah.
And I thought, between that and Nancy Pelosi having all of us pay for her pens, I am the dumbest girl on the planet financially, because I will pay for full dinners for everybody and never expense it.
Yeah.
You know that's true.
Yeah, that's something you shouldn't do.
I know.
Yeah, I agree.
I'm like, how can Nancy Pelosi not pay for those pens by herself? Yeah.
If it's a business dealing, you got to expense it. Every penny. It all adds up.
If I was Nancy Pelosi, I'd feel too guilty. My name is on those pens.
There is no politician out there that feels guilty about spending taxpayer money.
I know, but I really would. I really would. I'd be like, I'm handing out Jamie White pens.
You know,
I'm going to buy those myself. I'm not going to have the taxpayers pay for it.
People that have a conscience like that, they're not politicians.
Yeah, I guess. Well, I guess you're right.
You can't be.
I know, but I was like, and I couldn't do a chicken sandwich either. I'll tell you that right now.
I expensed a $2 parking pass one time.
You did?
Yeah, I gave it to Mike.
See, I've never expensed anything, ever.
You should.
I know I should.
Absolutely.
But I'm like, oh, because I feel lucky. And so, like, when we go to Breckenridge, and let's say we had to pay for parking, and he'll say expense it, I'm like, I just felt so lucky to go to Breckenridge and be at the event that I feel too guilty to turn it in.
Yeah, I'm with you. I don't do those. If we go down to, I'll give you another example. Every time we do Bar Bingo, we have to pay for parking downtown.
Right.
When you get down to Jackson's, and it's not cheap. You pull into one of those lots at night, they expect customers that are going to nightclubs and stuff, and they jack it up to like $15 for your car. But I've never expensed that.
Right. And just because I
find
always,
that a waste.
I always feel like,
I expense everything because I'm cheap. I need to.
Well, no, I mean, listen, they tell you to. It's not, you're not doing anything wrong. It's just, I think it's just a different, like, headspace.
Yeah.
You know?
I find it to be somewhat work. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's like, I don't want to deal with it.
Well, I did show him. I said, listen, I have this $225 receipt from when all of us went over to where that Mexican restaurant was at. And I picked up the bill just because everybody's fumbling and they were all drunk. And I was like, fine, I'll just get it and I'll expense it. And he told me it was too late because it was 5 years later.
Yeah.
I found the receipt.
Yeah, they do have that statute of limitations on it, you know?
Right? It's crazy. All right, so yesterday, you're going to like this, BJ. NBC Universal unveils the Peacock streaming. And I'm going to tell you why you're going to like this a lot is because you and I can't stay up for the 10 o'clock news.
No.
And so what's cool about this Peacock streaming is that they're going to give us all the New York shows at real time when they're taped and sent to New York.
Just on NBC, though, right?
Yes.
Whatever's on NBC.
Correct. Hmm. Correct. So I don't know if you ever had this, but a long time ago when I lived in L.A., I would get the New York feed on my cable system. And I don't know how that worked, but I got all the New York feeds in L.A. And it was so great because it was so early.
It was satellite.
Yeah.
Yeah. Back in the day, you could get the what was called the raw feed.
Yeah.
Before it aired in your area, you could watch certain things, like if it were American Idol, you knew who won that night a couple of hours before anybody else.
And people are getting mad because we put it on social media.
Well, this was even before social media.
Yeah.
Some of this was even before that. And the reason they put the delay on there was to gain a bigger audience whenever, because if you knew who's going to win, a lot of people wouldn't watch. So they tried to keep it secret. And then satellite came out, and it started getting disclosed who would win 2 and 3 hours early.
Right, exactly right.
Like award shows, for example.
Mm-hmm.
Same thing.
Yeah, so but I liked it. I because, you know, we have to go to bed early, and so I liked it. But this is a way to see the 10 o'clock news earlier. The service is set to debut April 15th for Comcast, Xfinity, X1, and Flex customers, but won't be available more widely for another 3 months. And it says non-cable subscribers, will have to pay $5 monthly fee for access to the ad-supported version of Peacock Premium. And it'll cost an additional $5 per month to upgrade to the ad-free version.
Yeah.
Now, they were on the streets yesterday, and they were talking to people. And this poor dude, he's like, I'm spending $5 for every service. He's like, it's getting too expensive. Every streaming service is like $5.
It adds up if you add a lot.
And when this NBC Peacock stream, too, they're going to have to do more than just giving the news early in order to get subscribers, because there's too much of a competition out there. When you get to Disney and Netflix and everybody else, the Peacock has got a long way to catch up.
Well, they are going to offer all the old shows on NBC, all that stuff,
like
too.
The Office and the current ones, too, which is cool.
Yeah, so I was watching them watch it, if you will, and them scrolling through all the offers on that stream. There's just too much out there, you guys. It's just, nobody's ever going to get up. Nobody's going to ever get out of their chair.
You can't watch it all.
It's just crazy, crazy, crazy. By the way, speaking of which, Disney Plus just announced that they have 40 million subscribers.
Wow.
Oh, my God.
On fire.
Right? 40 million subscribers.
I don't think the Peacock is going to come near that.
Oh, no.
No.
Because everybody that has a child has subscribed.
Well, and like you said just a few minutes ago, to get everything, it would cost you a small fortune.
Yeah.
I mean, if you're already paying for Netflix and then Disney comes out and you got to have Disney if you've got kids, right? You've got both of those. You're not going to spring for another 3 or 4 services. Yeah. I just don't see it.
It just gets really overwhelming.
Yeah.
Really overwhelming. All right, and two other things I want to tell you. Amber Heard likes girls again. Yay!
Good for her.
Yeah. I liked it. Yeah, remember Amber Heard? She was married to Johnny Depp, and then she moved on to Elon Musk. Well, now she has a new girlfriend. So that's great. Her name is Bianca Buddy. Booty? Booty?
Booty?
Go with Booty.
B-U-T-T-I?
Yeah.
We'll go Booty.
Buddy?
Bianca Booty in San Diego, and they just seem real. She seems confused. You know?
Yeah, she does.
Man, she's got a lot.
Well, as long as she finds happiness,
I'm not judging. I'm just saying that's just a lot going on. All right, there you go. Tablet trash.
BJ, Jamie Morning Show here on this Friday. Lizzo.
BJ and Jamie.
Alice 105.9, it's the BJ and Jamie Morning Show, also heard on the radio.com app all over America. You can download it for free for your Android or your iOS phone. Also, Halsey tickets coming up in just a few minutes. I think her tickets go on sale today.
Yeah, 10 a.m.
At 10 a.m. at Halsey at Red Rocks. It's going to be an amazing show. By the way, her album just came out today. It's called, what's it called?
Manic.
Yep, it's called Manic. And I did hear that one song that you told me to listen to. It's fantastic.
You should be sad.
Yes.
Oh, so,
so
good.
So good. It really is good.
Well, if you want tickets to see her when she comes to town, on sale this morning at 10 o'clock. I got a question for you, Jamie.
Yes.
Did you know, now truthfully, did you know that tomorrow is Spadil's birthday?
Yes.
You did know that?
Well, he told me a lot.
Oh, he did?
Yeah, he's been dropping hints.
He's been telling me a lot. Yeah.
I don't feel like he's been telling me. I didn't know it.
He hasn't been telling. Well, because he knows I'll buy him crap.
Oh, there you go. That makes sense now.
Yeah, yeah. Because he's turning 30.
He's turning 30. Yeah. Yeah. He's going to a very expensive restaurant.
I know. He tomorrow told me. Night. He told me that too.
He did?
Yeah. Yep. And then they have a filet mignon display or something. What would you call it?
Filet mignon flight.
A flight. Yeah. A flight of filet.
Oh, so you can just get different samples?
Yeah. It's like 3 different 4-ounce filet mignons.
Oh, get out of here.
Yeah. It's crazy. Wow. Yeah. No, he told me a lot.
Fancy
I don't do
restaurant.
That. So I thought it was kind of irritating. Yeah. I don't tell people when it's my birthday.
I don't either. I sneak in and out of my birthdays.
I do too. Yeah. And I don't even put it on Facebook. But I felt like he told me a lot. Yep.
Dropping those hints, huh?
Yeah. Oh, I feel like he's a little sad because he's turning 30, but 30 is not a big deal.
Well, that's what he was talking to you about, that his life is over. He said his life is over.
Yeah.
Because he's turning 30.
Oh, so he's wanting a gift from you too. A sympathy gift.
Put me in the guilt trip.
He tried the other stuff with us or with Jamie.
Right.
It didn't work. No. So he tried the old guilt trip with you, sympathy, and that didn't work.
Yeah. Well, here's why it happened because we were talking about, I bought him that Nintendo Switch out of the blue because he produced all those commercials, right? And I was like, hey, I really appreciate you helping me with all these commercials, blah, blah, blah. So I'm going to get you the Nintendo Switch. And then he's like, oh, it's okay because my birthday's in a couple of days.
Oh,
so that's when it started.
That's how it all started.
Yeah. And I said, oh, okay, cool. Then that'll be your birthday present.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
All right. Well, happy birthday, buddy.
Thanks, BJ.
Yeah, enjoy your steak, your flight.
It'll be a good time.
I know. I don't even remember what I did. I don't feel like I did anything big on my 30th birthday.
No.
Yeah, but I didn't do anything big on my 21st either.
Yeah.
So.
Well, we started, we could buy alcohol at 18.
Oh,
so 21 wasn't a big deal.
Yeah.
You know, 18 was the number.
Yeah. So I don't know, Shmadil. I don't know if a flight of meat sounds that big and exciting either, though.
Well, he's going to a nightclub after and asked if he were going to take his uncle and his dad.
Yeah. No.
But I guess he's leaving them at home.
Oh, yeah, okay. They can stay there. Yeah.
What'd you do for your 30th birthday? I had a flight of meat.
Yeah.
Although that restaurant, from everything I'm seeing, it's a great restaurant.
What's it called?
Garden Grace.
Oh, yeah. You've been there.
No, I've never been.
Oh, I thought you knew the guy or something.
The guy that owns it, I know. I've been to a couple of his other restaurants. He's got like 6 restaurants.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Right. Garden Grace is considered his best steakhouse.
So why do you feel like 30, you're dead, like you're over? I mean, I didn't, when you first was talking, you were talking to Carson off the air, you kind of alarmed me. You're like, oh my God, my life is over. I'm dead. And I was like, what's going on in his life? And then Carson said, why? And you said, because I'm turning 30. Well, why do you feel like it's over?
That's just like a meme. It's a joke. I was just trying to be funny. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
All right, you don't mean it.
Leave it to the meme.
Yeah.
So you don't feel that way at all?
I mean, it sucks that I'm not going to be in my 20s anymore. And like,
yeah, that part does suck.
I'm getting old. My body's kind of breaking down.
Yeah.
Wake up, my back hurts.
You can't believe that you're ever going to be 30. When you're in your 20s, you just can't believe that huge, stupid number is going to be in front of you because you're like, what happened? That 30 year olds are so old, you know, because I'm 20, I'm cool. And then you're what?
Yeah. And I don't feel old.
Let me give you a little bit of a different angle for it, okay? It looks worse when you're in your 20s and you're losing hair than your 30s.
Oh, that's great.
I like that. Silver lining.
Yay.
Yeah.
I'm just trying to help.
When
you're
in your 20s
and you're trying to explain hair loss, it's a lot more.
Jay, that is so sweet and right.
Well,
yes.
I'm just trying my best to help the little guy out.
That is. Although, the only bad side about what you're saying is it's better in your 20s to say you live in the basement than in your
30s. Oh, you might.
Okay,
so here's the deal. Moving forward, after your birthday tomorrow, you need to do more hair talk to friends and less basement talk.
Yeah.
Okay. And that way it looks like that you've just morphed right into the perfect place. Yeah.
Because don't you agree with me?
No,
like 20-year-olds living in basements, fine. 30-year-olds living in basements, well, start to judge.
Yeah, I'm with you. Yeah, I think that's a good one.
Yeah. And I'm going to give you a heads up. The hangovers in your 30s are way worse.
Oh
great. All right. All right. Well, happy birthday, buddy.
Thank you.
Enjoy
happy
the guarding birthday. Grace.
Yeah. It'll be a good time.
Yeah. And your fly to what? Meat?
Yeah.
Fly
yeah.
to meat.
And fly to meat.
BJ and Jamie.
Alice 105.9, BJ Jamie Morning Show. 7 o'clock here on this Friday morning. Oh, there's some weather advisories for the area. We'll get into that later. But first, what about this royal family thing? It doesn't seem like it's going exactly the way they planned.
Meghan hasn't come back, BJ.
You've got Markle and Prince Harry.
No, listen. She hasn't come back.
What do you mean she's not coming back?
She's staying in Canada. She was supposed to be back. Yeah. She was only supposed to stay a couple of days in Canada. And guess what? She hasn't come back. And she's tweeting pictures of her with her friends like, woo, living it up.
And I think the people in the UK are happy with that. They don't want her back.
Well, that might be true, but I'm a little worried. Like, what do you think? Do you think they're breaking up? Do you think that they're in a fight?
Supposedly, I guess Prince Harry is still working on the Mexit details, right? On where they're going to get their money to start out with their brand new double wide that they've got in Vancouver. And she's with Archie.
Wait, what?
Yeah, they got that double wide that they're going to rent.
You can't even see the wheels.
I know. Well, you put that, the little skirting, skirt around it.
Yeah.
But she's still in the Vancouver area with Archie, right?
Well, right. And that's the problem because I guess her security detail was supposed to fly back and see their families and stuff. Mm-hmm. But then she's like, you know what? I'm going to stay. And so now the security detail is like, well, holy hell. Okay, fine. Well, we got because they have to stay too.
Right.
And so it's just a mess. She's not coming home.
All right. So now they're both in separate areas. But a story came out yesterday that I guess a survey was done all across Canada. And 73% of the people of Canada do not want to foot the bill for for their security.
73.
73%. That's a high number.
Yeah.
Very high number.
That's not good.
And so if that's the case. And really, Canada's the only place in North America that's that open-armed about them coming in, right?
Yeah.
So if you've got 73%, I feel like this is not going the way they thought it would.
No, because I think in their minds, they're the beloved couple, right?
Well, yes.
Oh, my God, they're so fantastic. And they're coming to Canada to honor them with their presence.
Right.
And now this has turned really wrong.
Right, because if you're out of the UK and you're part of the royal family, and let's say you're making a trip over to Africa. For an opening of a school or something, you're open arms to you, man.
Yeah.
You're the king and queen coming in there, right? But when you tell them that, no, not only are we going to come there, we're going to live there, we're never leaving there, people aren't so happy about it.
Well, especially when you add to that article and you're going to pay for our security.
Yeah,
that's where it goes wrong. Yeah. And then that newspaper didn't do any, didn't help him at all by saying, hey, we fought really hard not to be part of this whole royal regime. And so you can visit, but do not live here.
Yeah.
So that took a turn.
And there's a follow-up story to what you're talking about this morning that literally on the books in Canada, their move there might be illegal.
Yeah, they said that, right?
But illegal.
Unlawful, yeah.
Yeah, because no more.
Because, they had to separate from the monarch. And this is, they can't come there.
Yeah, so I don't know.
So now what happened?
Well, she's there right now. And what are you going to do?
If I'm the queen, I say, well, you've already made your decision. You're not coming back here.
Well, you know what's funny? The queen put out that statement and everybody was really reading into it because she didn't call him the Duke and the Duchess of Sussex. She just called him Meg and Harry. I'm not kidding. And then she's like, you know, we would have wished that my grandson and Meg would have stayed, but they didn't. And usually when she puts out a statement, she uses the royal blah, blah, blah.
Yeah. Well, they themselves decided to drop those titles.
Oh, they did.
That was part of the deal, was that they wanted to cut off everything. They didn't want the titles anymore.
Oh, I thought they wanted to keep their titles.
Well, I don't think so. Oh, okay. I think one of the stories I saw, and so maybe the queen is like emphasizing that with her Meg and Harry.
Just the way it sounds, though, it does not sound good at all.
I know, right?
Demoted.
Yeah. Oh, Meg and Harry.
This thing could really get ugly.
I know, right?
Because I think even if they go to L.A., I think the people of Los Angeles will accept them, but I think most of the country is going to be like, we don't want to pay for that.
Somebody said they already said they're going to pay for their own security. Are you even paying attention? I heard that the Trudeau came out and said, no, our country will pay for their security.
Exactly. There's been so many stories. Yeah. Nobody knows what the real truth is.
Well, that's true.
But the story is out there that the Prime Minister of Canada said they would pay for it.
You know, it's out there. It's funny that you say how many stories come out there because I don't know how the people can even say this stuff. So yesterday it came out in the tabloids that Brad Pitt and Jennifer Aniston are living together and raising Shiloh.
Really?
Yes. Where do they even come up with this crap? And how are you allowed to just say that?
Someone sits in an office somewhere. You know, they just think of random headlines.
Yeah.
That'll get people all riled up.
So it's, because I met the publisher of Jane Magazine.
Yeah.
And her and I were talking and she said, well, I'm going to be honest with you about something, but never say it on the radio. Well, now that Jane Magazine is gone, I can obviously say it. But
right.
She said, what we do is when we do surveys, we're all sitting in the cubicles and Guy will be like, I need the top five things that turn men on. And some girl will be like, I bet sucking on a lollipop will be one. And he's like, okay, yeah, let's put that down.
And they just make it up as they go.
Up.
And it seems to be even more that way today.
Yeah, so they just make all that crap up.
And nobody's held accountable for it.
No, that's
nobody.
What I mean.
You can publish anything you want to, as long as it's not so liable that you get sued.
Right.
That's it. That's all you wait for.
Jen and Brad raising Shiloh.
Holy
Although, I will tell you, they are in the courts right now about Meghan and her dad's letters, right? Those are going into court right now.
Yeah. And again, that's part of this. That's part of this whole thing that's just not turning out the way that they thought it would, I think.
Well, because the monarchy is protected from bad press, I guess, somehow. I need that. They're just protected from bad press. And so when they release those letters, that's why they're suing him, because you're not allowed to do that. But now it looks like Meghan's dad is going to testify against her.
It's crazy.
What is going on?
I don't know.
They are messy.
I don't know what she's done to her family, but her family hates her.
They do hate her.
I know. It's her mom is the only one that sticks with her. But other than that, the rest of them hate her. And I don't know what they've done.
The whole thing is messy.
I know.
It's very messy, isn't it?
It's awful.
Yeah.
It's just terrible.
All right. Anyway.
It's just a terrible scene.
It is a terrible scene.
The world is crying.
Yeah.
It's terrible. All right. 7:06 here at the BJ and Jamie Morning Show. Halsey tickets on sale this morning, but win them before you can buy them. Texnado trivia. Here we go. Little Texnado trivia from Carson.
All right, you ready for your question?
Yep.
Here we go.
All right, there's only one McDonald's in the entire world with turquoise arches and not golden arches. Where is it located?
Turquoise.
All right, the first person to text the right answer, what's our text number?
51059.
You are going to Halsey. Good luck. Oh, Lord.
BJ and Jamie. Texnado
trivia. Oh, hey there. Sorry, super busy. Who do
we have? Let's go to Lisa. Lisa.
Good morning.
Hi, Lisa.
Happy Friday. Woo!
Man, we can tell you're not at work.
I know, but everybody's so excited. It's a long weekend.
Yeah.
Yeah. So happy.
So excited.
All right.
Thank you guys.
What? What did we do? She said
that. You picked me. You picked me. Now I just have to give the answer.
That is correct. And do you love Halsey?
I love Halsey.
I know, me too. I just love her.
Who doesn't?
Just love. Well, BJ really doesn't.
Yeah. Well, you know, I'm a Zayn fan.
Yeah.
And Taylor Swift.
And a Swifty.
I'm a Swifty.
Yeah. So BJ doesn't
yeah,
really.
I'm not a Halsey.
No, that doesn't. Anyway, all right, let's get to the question. Go ahead there, Carson.
All right, Lisa. Carson. There's only one McDonald's in the entire world that has turquoise arches and not golden ones. Where is it located?
Sedona, Arizona.
Congratulations, you are going to Halsey.
Oh my God, thank you guys so much. I'm so excited.
BJ and Jamie.
Alice 105.9, it's BJ and Jamie at 7:21. For the weekend, we have some weather advisories.
Yeah, listen, I'm just getting this. This just handed to me from the Mountain Wave Weather Dude.
Oh boy.
Mountain Wave Weather Dude.
Okay, you got it. It's not 5 pages long.
Sorry, I was just... It's for effect. Anyway, Mountain Wave Weather Dude is like, dude, it's going to be bad. It's going to be really bad. Starting, it's batten down the hatches. Starting about 1 p.m. today, Denver downtown alone, Denver area downtown alone, 60 miles per hour.
Yikes.
60. Now, if you are in the front range, you're looking at 25 to 60. If you're in the foothills, which you are, BJ.
I am.
And the divide, which you are, Carson. 90 mile per hour winds today.
90?
50 to 90.
Wow.
My house is going to blow away.
And they're saying
that's going to be horrible.
All the way from Cheyenne, Wyoming, all the way down through Castle Rock.
All the way through there,
When you come down the mountains there in the foothills, it's going to be just absolutely nasty. And the mountains themselves, once you get up to the divide and everywhere else, it's going to be just snowpacked all weekend.
And the thing is, these aren't letting up. It's not like we're going to have 1 p.m. to 2 p.m. we're going to have some wind. Yeah. It's all night. I mean, we're all going to...
It's
going
to roll.
Good.
Let's go to the first update. This is the mountain report. If you're headed to the mountains today, you might want to get an early start.
You're going to be heading up here over the Martin Luther King weekend to make sure you have all-wheel, four-wheel drive. You have chains if necessary. In fact, this weekend is kind of the kickstart of the traditional recreational winter travel season, which runs in through mid-April. Just to kind of give you an idea, this weekend last year, the Eisenhower Tunnel had more than 45,000 cars going through it every day of the weekend. So if you're going to be up here, well, you'll have a lot of company. Today will be the most difficult travel day, especially during the midday and afternoon hours. A lot of folks getting off from work today, maybe heading up here. Expect snow-covered roads, strong winds. Good news is, though, as we head towards Saturday, Sunday, and Monday, we'll bring back the sunshine, but guys, the wind will still be an issue.
So you got a three-day weekend coming up, and everybody's heading to the mountains, and it's absolutely the worst conditions you could get.
Yeah, I'd go now. I'd go now before the wind picks up because it's going to blow all that snow. And you know how it gets, like, you can't even see.
Oh, it's going to be nasty. It's going to be bumper to bumper. And you know, you're going to have accidents.
Yeah.
And that's going to close up everything. It could be really ugly this afternoon.
Now, here's the other question. You live in an established neighborhood. Do you still have above head power lines?
Not that many. There are around the neighborhood, but not that many.
Because Carson and I are in newer places, and so they're buried.
Yeah.
But they're saying that power lines can come down.
Yeah, most of ours are buried too.
Yeah, okay.
So I don't really have that. I just have a couple of trees.
Okay, but they're saying be aware that, you know, with 90 mile per hour, 60 mile per hour, if you live in one of the established subdivisions, those power lines could come down.
I didn't even think about that.
I know, right?
Very dangerous,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, it is, yep.
All right, here's for the Front Range as well as the Plains.
So the wind's going to kick in around and after lunchtime. So this morning's going to be pretty serene as far as things go, but it will be a gusty afternoon with winds over 60 miles an hour and the high country snow developing. As Christine mentioned, travel becoming very difficult on I-70 later on today. 4 to 7 inches, maybe up to a foot in spots. That's really going to slow down travel for them. High wind warnings in effect for the I-25 urban corridor and for the Plains. But call this the calm before the storm this morning, because once we hit noon in a high of 51 degrees, we're going to see that wind kicking up, and the winds are going to kick up at, again, some 60 miles per hour.
I love that term.
What?
The calm before the storm.
Somebody just texted us, 51059, by the way, we have a text in studio. If you see birds walking, get inside.
Oh, no. Birds walking? Look outside now.
Because that's pretty funny.
That's hilarious.
Just a visual. Do geese count?
Yeah. If you see them walking, because the wind shears are so bad, you better get inside.
Alice 105.9 Ski House. We're going to make a winner. Fits in the tantrums in the living room. And you could be there. We'll do it next.
BJ and Jamie.
See Alice 105.9 Ski House coming up later on this month. You win your way to the living room to see Fits in the Tantrums.
Yeah, this is going to be an awesome show. By the way, you still have time to get in on the action. All you have to do is sign up for the it's not an A-list. Just go to alice1059.com, and you can sign up to have your name pulled for the ski house.
You can sign up through Wednesday. We'll continue to make winners every day, 7:30 and 5:30 right here, Alice 105.9. The winner today is Rachel Walker of Denver. Good morning, Rachel.
Hello.
Hey.
Hi. Happy weekend.
Yay, happy weekend.
All right, we're going to see you up at the ski house, and this thing, I don't know, have you heard of this thing before, the ski house?
I sure have. I remember it from last year.
Yeah, it is awesome.
It is?
It really is.
We will be there. The entire crew will be there. You're going to spend the night there. You'll stay at the hotel that we have planned out for you, brought to you by Wells Fargo, and fits in the tantrums right there in the living room.
Nice. That is so awesome. Thank you guys so much.
You're welcome. We'll see you soon.
Thank you.
Despite its name, we're not totally sure where this will go.
Jamie's Tabloid Trash on Alice 105.9.
Somebody texted and wanted to know if we have any reports from DIA and the winds and the flights. The thing is, it hasn't started yet.
I saw a report earlier this morning that said expect delays and cancellations.
Hey, Schmidel, what is that thing that they go on where they can find out all the flight delays and all that?
Schmidel's on the phone with Rachel.
I forgot what it's called, but it's called something where you can see all of them all at the same time.
Yeah.
Do you remember what it was?
No, I don't.
I don't remember. And the reason why people are wanting to know, because obviously it's a long weekend, and so there's going to be a lot of flights going out of DIA today, and it's going to screw up your awesome plans.
Son of a gun.
I know. I have a bunch of friends going to L.A.
Looks like you can go to flightview.com, and that's pretty good. Yep. Gives you all the delays, traffic information, everything.
One of our bosses, he posted that he's flying out to Scotland for a long weekend. It was like,
this weekend?
What? Yes. Who goes to Scotland for a long weekend?
For 3 days?
No. I was like, well, that's okay. I did go to Hawaii for a long weekend. And it's quick.
Yeah.
When you fly out of here at like 10 a.m., 11 a.m. on a Friday, and then you have to be back here Monday night.
Well, you're exhausted when you get there. So you spend a day and a half, and you're back to the airport again.
Yeah, so it's but I love it. I like these long weekends. So it's called Flight Aware. That's what it's called.
Flightview.com.
Or Flight View.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, we can go Flight Aware.
I don't know what you're
There's a lot.
All right. Anyway, so just Google it. Just Google it. You know, this reminds me of the Texnado question. Reminds me of Highlands Ranch word of mouth, where somebody's like, does anybody know how, you know, these are those questions where you're like, just Google it. Just Google it. All right. Not only are most of the people traveling today, you're going up to the mountains, you're flying on an airplane, but at 10 a.m. this morning, awesome concerts are going on sale today. Zac Brown, those go on sale at 10 a.m. Halsey and The Revivalist. Also, Matchbox 20, but it goes on sale at noon today. So big concerts on sale today.
Time to spin.
Yeah, it is.
Get
it
your wallet.
Really is. What else did I want to tell you? Oh, yeah. So there's this whole thing going on with Justin Bieber and John Cena. Have you seen it?
I've seen memes, but it's been going on for a while, right?
Yeah, it started when he, fell off his unicycle.
Yeah.
And then everybody started being mean and kind of making fun of him. But it was worth it. And so Justin Bieber, he fell off a unicycle. And then they started doing these things with John Cena. I don't know. And they had, John Cena on the ground and Justin Bieber was above him and he was going to squish him.
Doing, a body slam onto him.
Yeah. So yesterday, John Cena finally acknowledged all these memes that are going around. And basically, John Cena said that he would take on Justin Bieber in the ring at the WWE.
Rip him apart.
I'm so grateful
this
for anyone
it,
out there.
This wasn't it.
I thought that was the setup.
No, sorry. Sorry. But that one, I'll have that one next.
Okay.
Anyway, so he said he'd take him on in the ring at the WWE. Who do you think would win?
Oh, no contest, Cena.
Yeah, he's not going to get in the ring.
I'm just
There's
saying.
No way.
I know, but let's just say. Because I.
Well,
John
I mean,
Cena doesn't move that well anymore, you guys.
He would kill
I know, but he's massive. As soon as he gets a hold of him, he could just rip him apart.
What if he couldn't get a hold of him because Bieber's just all running around? Ah, ah, ah.
But I feel like the Biebs attacking John Cena would be like a mosquito biting you. Yeah. You wouldn't even feel it.
I don't know. I just think that, John Cena's kind of broken.
But I think he would take him.
You do?
In a heartbeat,
You don't think
I don't think the Biebs is that tough. I really don't. I think he's mischievous.
He's all talk.
He's a lot of talk. But I don't think, I think when push comes to shove, I'm not sure he's that tough.
And Cena's biceps are like the size of his head.
They are huge. So you don't think Bieber just jump off the ropes and they go...
No, I don't. I think all it takes for John, John just clotheslines him as he runs by. One punch.
Hey, Schmidel, I have a question for you. And that is, why do you skinny kids, like Justin Bieber, why do y'all think you're so tough?
Yeah, you're wiry.
Yeah, why do you guys think you're tough?
Because we're in shape, man. Yeah.
Really? Really, you're in shape.
Because yeah. You have to understand, like, he literally, Schmidl also in his head, he thinks he could take on John Cena.
You think you could win?
Easy.
See?
What? He's got to catch you first? Is that your thinking?
Well, I could just, you know, run around in circles. He'd get real dizzy, and then I'd trip him.
No, I've always said that I would get in the ring with, like, a Mike Tyson if the money was right. Because all you got to do is just take a punch. But just to get in for the notoriety like this is stupid. What you want is a payday of a few million dollars on it. And then you get in there.
Yeah, but it is a weird thing for you called them scrawny yesterday, but for smaller dudes, they just think they're so tough.
Yeah.
I don't know what it is.
He thinks he's so quick on his feet.
Yeah.
I am. I'm super
anybody.
Fast. Yeah. I can get around anywhere. Never catch me.
Okay. All right. Anyway, speaking of John Cena, you know that the Bella twins, she got engaged, and oh my God, it's just heartbreaking for John Cena because they were together for years and years and years. I think it was Nikki Bella, she got engaged to that Dancing with the Stars dude. Well, now John Cena says he's in a relationship, but he's not telling. Here it is.
Man, I'm so grateful for anyone out there who thinks that my life is actually interesting. So I can understand the intrigue there, and I'm grateful for it. But I think they can also respectfully understand the fact that some things are for me.
So he's not telling.
Oh. Keeping it quiet.
Yeah. Do you think that means he's really not in a relationship?
Yeah. Pretty much.
Rotten.
But I like what he's doing to try to make Nikki a little jealous. Like, I'm in one, but I'm not saying anything. You know what I mean? Doolittle is opening wide release this weekend, and they say it's a dirge.
Yeah. But I saw the projections, too, and the projections aren't that bad. I thought with the reviews that have come out that it would probably be a $10 million movie, but they're saying close to 30.
Yeah, they sure are. By the way, it stars Robert Downey Jr., and... we'll see how it does. People don't like... I thought it looked intriguing a little bit.
I think it's going to do fine with kids.
With
if you've
families,
got kids and family and you can go, I think people will see it. It's not the critics aren't always right.
That's a great point.
They're almost always wrong.
And they just hate on people that hate on people. Let's see here. Betty White turns 98 today. Woo! Happy birthday, Betty White. 98.
Wow.
But you know what? I want to tell you something. I haven't seen poor Betty White in a while.
No, she's been off the trail for a while.
For a couple
of years now.
Where is Betty?
Well, I think when she was a younger chick, when she was in her 93, 94 range, I think she was bopping around everywhere, hitting all the nightclubs and stuff.
Right.
And we saw her a lot with the paparazzi. But in the past 18 months or so, she's been laying low.
I hope she's okay.
Yeah.
You know what? I bet she is the one person on this planet that not one person can say, I don't like her.
I agree.
Yeah.
I agree.
There
people
are
love
few
her.
People in this world that can say they don't have any enemies. I think Betty White is the one person that everybody can say, like, oh my God, I love her.
And you're going to see wall-to-wall coverage, Betty White on everything when she does pass.
Exactly.
It's going to be unbelievable.
Why don't you have to put that out there?
To the tribute, the love.
I feel
she's
like
98.
Yeah, but
that's why.
That was rude.
Just put a hex on her.
Look, let me tell you something.
Yeah, you just put that in the universe. That is horrible.
Let me put something else in the universe for you. Do you realize that most of these networks already have their tributes already cut and ready to go?
It's her birthday.
They do.
It's
they
her
do it
birthday,
all the time.
Not her death day.
And you know that they've slipped up and aired them before.
What are you doing?
Stop it.
What are you doing?
Yeah.
Why are you putting that out there? Well, you know what you just did? You just put a vision board out there in the universe.
Whoa. You're the first one that said that we haven't seen her in a couple of
but
years, and you're worried.
Right. That's a statement. You're like, she's going to be dead in a minute.
Oh, yeah. I think by this afternoon, there could be a problem.
Wow.
You are right. She is beloved.
Yeah. Everybody
People
loves,
love Betty White.
Everybody loves
her. And she's joked about her relationships and her sexuality and everything. All the way up until what, last year or so?
Yeah, right? Yeah, she did.
She's got a great sense of humor.
She's very spunky. Very spunky. Hey, Dr. Oz had on a special guest, and it got really weird. I'll try to find the audio. In an interview on the Dr. Oz show, Dr. Michael Baden says that Jeffrey Epstein had bursted capillaries in his eyeballs. do you know what that means?
I got an idea.
Yeah.
Didn't kill himself.
Right. The forensic pathologist claims that Jeffrey Epstein was likely murdered because he had bursted capillaries in his eyes. In an interview, he said the bursted capillaries usually indicates, along with the neck injuries, that somebody strangled him. And he wasn't hung.
We'll never get the truth.
I know.
It's never going to happen.
It's never.
Speculation will be there for years and years to come.
So many fishy things. The video is gone now.
Yeah. Did you see the pictures of the cell?
Uh-uh.
Where they found him?
No.
Oh, it's torn all to pieces.
Really?
Yeah, they're saying somebody had to rip that thing apart. It wasn't just him.
Huh.
So, who knows?
Who knows? But, I mean...
But you know what? Even if he was murdered...
Well, he deserved to die, that's
all
for
right.
sure.
There you go.
Oh, is that what you're going to say?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And who cares?
Speaking of which, the woman who claims to be Jeffrey Epstein's former slave shared photos of what seemed to be her standing next to Naomi Campbell. Because Naomi Campbell said, I never saw that woman. She was never around me, blah, blah, blah. Well, now she's released photos where she is literally right by Naomi Campbell, and they seem to be kind of talking.
Yeah, but, you know, at the same time, I think the media and I guess, whatever picture they're trying to paint, you can't go with pictures. Everybody, you don't say no to people if they want to take a picture with you. And if that surfaced 2 years later, that doesn't mean you know that person. Right?
Well, and Naomi is so self-absorbed, I'm sure she didn't even look around anybody around her.
You're right. You're right.
Yeah, I mean, she doesn't care. All right, and then finally for you, don't forget, the big old Women's March is tomorrow, and we are gearing up, friends. The march begins at 10 a.m. at the corner of 14th Avenue and Bannock Street. Entertainment starts at 9:30 with dancers, drummers, and singers, and there's going to be a big flash mob near the start line at 9:55, and we don't even know what kind of flash mob.
No.
BJ thinks it's everybody showing their boobies, but that's not it.
They said flashing.
And that's not the... See, for Women's March, I'm going to just give you some advice.
Yeah.
Probably don't say that.
Oh, you get eaten alive.
I'm just going to get just a tiny bit of advice. Yeah, because this is everything that they're marching for.
The flash mob.
So that you don't say that
the flash mob.
That they're all going to be flashing their boobies. Yeah, it's everything that they're marching for. You know, it's a thing.
I guess.
Yeah. Anyway, that's not what they'll be doing. And then a buttload of events at McNichols Building and all that stuff. So, I'm gearing up. I can't wait.
Yeah, they're expecting thousands of people down there this weekend, so it should be huge.
All right, there you go. Tablet track.
BJ and Jamie.
Alice 105.9. It's the BJ and Jamie Morning Show here on this Friday before a three-day weekend for a lot of people. I'm trying to look this place up that I'm going to for the two-year-old birthday party tonight.
Don't do this again. Last time you were going somewhere, you got the name so wrong, and we had this whole thing. You thought you were going to Resilio's or whatever, and then you were going somewhere. Yeah. Remember what a mess that was?
I was told this place is called JoJo.
JoJo?
Yeah.
Not
I've never
JoJo's?
Heard of it. JoJo.
Just JoJo.
That's what I heard. Now, I could be wrong, but it's a place called JoJo.
It feels like it should have an S.
I don't know. I'm searching for it right now online because I don't know a lot of the details. I've never been there, obviously.
Uh-huh.
But it's a two-year-old birthday party.
Yeah.
And I got to be fired up for it.
Yeah. And it's not your kids. It's his little buddies.
Yeah, it's a little buddy
from school.
Yeah.
Boy, you are going to enjoy that.
Huge celebration.
Yeah. JoJo's Playground.
It's Is that what it's called?
It's in Littleton,
I knew it'd have an S.
Yeah, JoJo seems a little... It's JoJo's.
There's no JoJo's.
Playground, huh?
Yeah, JoJo's.
Cool.
Playground. Oh, are
That's
you going to go and jump around on all the stuff?
Yeah, I'm looking forward to it.
Okay.
Yeah, those snotty balls and stuff that are in there, you know?
Yeah,
They're great to play in.
I call them the bacteria balls. Yeah, that's my favorite.
Yeah.
And I will tell you, and I've told you this story before, but when they have the tubing and your kid gets up there and has a panic attack, you actually have to go into the tubing and retrieve them.
So I need my rescue gear with me.
Yeah, because I remember my kid was at Chuck E. Cheese. I've told this story before, but for some reason he's like three and he just panicked. Like he realized like, oh my God, I'm in a bubble and my mom is out there, but I can't get to her. And I was like, all right, well back up and come back down. And he couldn't move. He was just frozen in time.
And looking at you and started crying.
And so I had to, I had to crawl up the bacteria tubing.
Yeah. Well, you got to rescue your kid.
I know, but it
can't.
But basically, I flossed it. Yeah. You know, I flossed all that tubing. I came out like covered in like. I came out covered in kid snot and, you know.
You got to bring like a hazmat suit with you to those places.
But anyway, you're going to have the party's so much fun.
On. Now, you said you were going to a party this weekend.
Malpal.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah. Malpal. Yeah. It's her birthday.
Man, everybody's partying this weekend. Then Schmidl's birthday.
I know.
He's got a party he's going to.
Well, now Malpal wanted you to know she wasn't being offensive by not inviting you to her party because she knew that you wouldn't go.
Okay.
Yeah.
Which is accurate.
Yeah.
That's good. That she's got me pegged.
Yeah. Well, it's kind of crazy, you guys, because she, so we're staying down in Cherry Creek. I'm staying at a hotel in Cherry Creek, and we're going to all these different bars. Everything's changed. It's so crazy to me how big Denver's gotten, because I even asked Carson. I've asked everybody, have you heard of these bars? And everybody's like, nope.
Yeah.
There's so many now.
Yeah. And I know everything downtown, but Cherry Creek's like a whole different animal.
Yeah, there's all these bars.
They're popping up everywhere. Yeah, I often wonder, where are all the people that keep these things afloat?
Well,
how do you get that many customers? Because it's not cheap to be downtown.
No.
If you're running a business, you're paying a lot of money for your rent down there. And I just sometimes don't even know if there's enough people around to keep these things going, but I guess there are.
And I think the turnover is like, it just seems like they go out of business all the time.
Maybe
too.
That's why we don't know some of the places, because everything we do know is out of business.
Yeah, so it is Schmidl's 30th birthday, and he's super excited because he's getting a fly to meet.
Yes, he is.
It's going to be delicious.
I've never heard of this. Now, I know you can go to those, what are they called? Is it a Brazilian barbecue?
Brazilian steakhouse?
Yeah, well, the ones where they come to your table.
Rodizios or whatever it's called.
Yeah. Rodizios,
They cut it off right there at the table, then you put up the flag, and they tells them that you want more meat.
Yeah, I just have a problem with them walking around with meat in their arms.
Oh, it's the best thing ever.
I know, everybody loves it, but it's just something about, like, I got some meat on my arm.
It was a little too much for me. It was a little too much.
Yeah.
Well, you definitely get the meat sweats at that place.
Yeah.
What does that mean?
Well, you just get the meat sweats. Let's just leave it at that.
What does that mean?
I don't know.
I don't either.
I don't know.
Schmidl, what does that mean?
Your body has a hard time absorbing a bunch of protein when you eat too much of it. It makes you sweaty.
Is that a workout term? It kind of
pushes stuff down. Makes rumbly in your tumbly.
It's a poop kind of a joke?
We're doing poop?
Poop. Is it a poop reference?
Okay.
All right.
I got it now.
7:56 here at the BJ and Jamie Morning Show. We debuted this earlier, a brand new Jonas Brothers song, which is a radio.com world premiere. Let's do it again.
BJ and Jamie.
Yeah, you're right. You should talk about Rusty.
It's so sad. So the video in this is all the Jonas Brothers with all their celebrity girlfriends, and there's poor Rusty and his wife's just a commoner.
It angers me. I got to tell you, it has for a long time.
Yeah.
And it's just not fair the way these brothers treat poor Rusty.
I know.
You know, Nick, Joe, okay, you guys are talented. I get it.
Right.
He's your blood.
I know.
He's your blood.
I will tell you, though, she's pretty good looking.
She's great looking, but the problem is she's a commoner, and the other brothers are, exploiting their celebrity girlfriend or wives now.
Right.
They're all huge superstars. Now, here's the thing. Over Christmas, I saw this post and people were so sad for Rusty because it's just Nick and Joe on the cover of one of the things, and Rusty is completely left out.
They cut him out?
Yeah, but he played on it, but he's gone on the billboard.
He's always getting the short end of the stick with this group. You know what? If I'm Rusty, I just start my own thing. Yeah, I really do. You know what? I know Nick and Joe, they carry it a lot, but Rusty, come on, man, get some confidence.
Well, I think it's because he only plays the guitar.
Yeah.
He doesn't sing.
He can't sing.
So he can't do anything.
Well, play the guitar for somebody else.
It's just so sad. They're so mean to him.
Just go on tour with somebody else.
Even, I told you, on the documentary, he says that people ask him, he walks through and people are like, are you Nick or Joe?
Oh, no.
Oh, so sad.
They don't even know he exists.
So sad.
All right, here we go. Money, money, money.
Oh, okay, here's the word. The word is beard. Beard. B-E-A-R-D. The word is beard. B-E-A-R-D. Text that right now. 72881.
Despite its name, we're not totally sure where this will go.
Jamie's Tabloid Trash on Alice 105.9.
how's he going to pay for it?
What do you mean?
Well, so, you know, Schmidil, it's his 30th birthday today. Happy birthday, Schmidil. And he's going to a fancy, fancy restaurant where he's going to get a flight of meat. And they're saying that they looked it up, and it's $82.
Well, he was expecting 90.
Was he really?
That's what he told me this morning. He said 90 bucks for a plate of meat.
Who's paying for it?
This girl that I'm dating.
Oh, you got a sugar mama?
Yeah, she offered to pay for it.
Nice.
Yeah.
Wow. For your flight of meat.
Yeah. Going to be a good time.
Can we tag along?
So many meat jokes here. I don't know about everybody else in this room, but man, oh man, it's rushing through my head.
Yeah, I agree. Yeah, so happy birthday, Schmidil.
Thank you.
Happy birthday. Sometimes I feel like Schmidil is a little bit like John Cena. And John Cena has announced that he is in a relationship. However, he's going to keep it really, really private.
Right. Because on the down low.
Yeah,
because
super.
It never goes well when you put it public.
Right.
So you got to keep it on the down low.
Exactly. No names, right? No pictures, no nothing.
I agree.
All right. By the way, here is John Cena talking about how he's not going to tell who he's dating.
Man, I'm so grateful for anyone out there who thinks that my life is actually interesting. So I can understand the intrigue there, and I'm grateful for it. But I think they can also respectfully understand the fact that some things are for me.
So, yeah, good for him.
Lips are sealed.
I still have this weird feeling that he doesn't have a girlfriend. He's just trying to get back at Nikki Bella.
Wow, he's John Cena. Well, yeah, are you kidding?
Yeah. Boy, and again, I know we've talked about this, but it was weird. They dated for years. I mean, years. And they literally broke up, and Nikki Bella went with that Dancing with the Stars dude, and now she's engaged. And just so quick.
Yeah.
Usually dudes do that, not girls.
Yeah. He doesn't seem to care, though, now, for some reason. You know what I mean?
So I used to watch the Bella Twins and that whole show.
Yeah.
He's the most, well, he's kind of a...
I think he's very pompous.
He's
into himself.
Yeah,
he's that guy I picture that can't stop flexing in a mirror.
Yeah, I think you're right.
You know,
you're right. Yeah,
I think it takes him a while to get ready in the morning. I think when he steps out of the shower, he stands in front of the mirror,
just looks at himself, flexes.
Yeah, look what she's missing.
Yeah. Brr. I agree with you. And he, although he does amazing things for kids and people really love him. On that show, on the reality show, he seemed a bit cold.
Yeah.
You know, like, I don't need anybody. I got me. I think he loves himself.
He also seems to be very serious at all times.
That's true, too.
You ever notice that with him? It's like that the guy, he doesn't really know how to joke about anything.
And then on the show, on that stupid reality show with the Bella Twins, his mansion in Florida is meticulous.
Oh,
I mean,
like type A.
Oh my God. Nothing can be out of place. There's no clutter. It looks like nobody even lives there. And he makes everybody dress up for dinner.
COD?
What? COD.
You think it is?
Is
it COD?
No, that's cough. That's a cough.
What is it?
It's the COPD is the disease. Yeah.
You got OCD. The disorder.
OCD.
COD.
COD.
OCD, yeah.
COD.
No, COD is where you owe money for postage.
All right, so So.
Can we have any more?
OCD. But if you've got a place that is that meticulous.
Yeah.
And he dresses that way, too.
Yes, he does. Yeah.
He does. There's never anything out of place with this guy.
Yeah. And so, I mean.
That would drive you nuts if you're dating him, would it not?
Well, my ex-husband, he really liked things perfect. But what would make me crazy is because he had COD.
Yeah.
he would straighten my shoes and make them in the same line. Like all
he would do that to your stuff?
Yeah, he couldn't stand weird. It. Like if we'd go to a hotel and I'd pop off my shoes, he'd go over and put them in. And then he would want me to unpack all my stuff into the hotel.
Oh, like put them in the drawers?
In the drawers. He's the only person I know on the planet that puts crap in the drawers at a hotel.
I do that.
Oh, God.
But I don't put my wife's stuff in the drawers. I don't care what she does.
You put your crap in the drawers?
Yeah.
No, you just set it on that thing, and then you flip open your suitcase.
No, I leave that for her.
You hang the stuff that needs to be hung.
I leave that for her, and I'll put mine in the drawers. I like to be organized.
What kind of man puts stuff in a hotel drawer?
I think it comes from when I was playing hockey, because we all used to do that.
No, it doesn't. You're a special kind of special.
<I'm> just...
Do you put your stuff in drawers at the hotel? Me
either. No. I do exactly what you said.
Yeah, just the hanging thing if you need to.
If you've got a jacket, let's say, that you take, that you've got a night you're going to go out or something, you hang that stuff up. You may even have to iron a couple of things to hang up. But you just take your suitcase and you put it on that thing. Or I even put it on the just a couch or whatever.
Yeah, wherever.
And I just live out of the suitcase.
Schmidel?
Oh, I live out of the suitcase.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's too much trouble.
Let's all point and laugh at Carson.
And not only that, if I put it in the drawer, I'm probably going to forget it and leave it.
Leave it. Yeah.
Yeah.
Exactly. Wow, that is so weird.
I just like everything laid out, you know?
So creepy. I don't think we can work
together. We're just a little bit more, I think we're just a little bit more disheveled than you are.
Yeah, that's probably true. He has his crap together. All right. Did you see the coolest thing ever? And that is that one-armed golf player, he made a hole-in-one.
Yeah, I saw.
Is that nuts?
Yeah.
So this guy, he doesn't have an arm, and he's been playing golf since he was 11. He was at a PGA event. He hits the ball. It goes in the hole. How great is that? I mean, I just love that story.
I've been playing golf for years. Yeah. Many, 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 many years, and I've never had a hole in one.
And you have two arms.
Yeah.
Shame on you.
Two legs, arms, eyes, ears.
I don't know. It's just a really great moment. Speaking of Schmidl's meat platter or flight of meat, did y'all see what Selena Gomez did yesterday?
No, I don't think so.
She got a new tattoo.
Oh, she did?
Yeah.
Got some new ink.
Yeah, she got some.
Let me guess. Butterfly.
No. Good guess. Good guess. No, it was a statement about how she likes her meat.
Mm-hmm. Oh, a B for Bieber.
Nope. She put the word rare behind her ear.
In cursive.
Yeah.
Rare.
Right behind her ear. And so when she goes to a steakhouse and they're like, how do you like your meat? She just pulls back her hair. Looky right here. Right here. It says rare.
She says she loves that word.
Yeah.
Man, she loves that word. And you're getting it tatted on.
Yeah. So rare is the name of her album, but she got it on her neck or right behind her ear. Yeah.
It's in an odd place, too. It's weird.
It is.
And I guess at some point she heard the name rare. Uh-huh. It was applied to something about her, and she loved it so much that she's just, everything in her life is now rare. Everything.
And I'm so washed up, mine says, well done.
Well done.
Right behind my ear, I'm just like, well done. That's what mine says.
I had another joke.
Oh, what? Go on. What is it?
I was going to relate it to like a egg, for example, over easy.
Oh, that's about me? What the hell?
BJ. I wasn't going to say it about you. I wasn't going to say it about you. I was going to say it about her. Not you.
Lies.
You could do one on one side, one on the other. Over easy.
Yeah. Thanks, BJ.
Oh, my God.
I slammed myself. Gee whiz, Wally. That is not okay. Hey, Amber Heard likes women again, so that's fantastic. Amber Heard, you know her, that she was with Johnny Depp, and then she was with Elon Musk. Well, now she's with women. And so that's fantastic. She's photographed out with her new girlfriend, Bianca, what's her name, Buddy? Booty? B-U-T-T-I.
Yeah, Booty.
Booty.
That's what we decided.
Bianca Booty is your girlfriend's name. That is, so they were in San Diego, and they're just, that's great.
Good for her.
Yeah, not a problem. Whatever, float your boat. NBC Universal is unveiling Peacock Streaming. NBC unveiled and launched dates for its new streaming service. It's called Peacock. It'll set to debut April 15th for Comcast, Xfinity, X1, and Flex customers, but won't be available more widely for another 3 months for something else. I don't know. So what they're going to do is here in Colorado, we can all see, and for you in California, we can all see the news, the New York Time, you know, in New York time.
Yep.
So like 3 o'clock.
East Coast, yeah.
Yeah, so that'd be kind of cool. I don't know. There's so many streams.
I just don't know how many people are going to sign up for 5 and 6 streaming services. I think you're going to pick the top two that you like, and that's what you're going to go with. Maybe even the top one. How many do you have? You got Netflix, obviously, right?
Netflix.
Do you have Hulu?
Prime.
I have Prime. Hulu. Okay, that's two, three.
Yeah.
Three. You going to sign up for the Peacock? Probably not.
Well, I do like that I could get the New York news earlier. Yeah. That's the only
thing. See, for me.
And I think that's free. So that's free.
But I feel like that, I feel like that my news is right here on my phone.
Well, that's true.
I can get it instantly. Yeah. I don't have to even wait for them to broadcast.
You're right. It is on your phone. Well, hell. No, then I'm not going to do it.
Yeah, me either.
I'm not
going
to do it. Do you want to hear... All right, so listen. I tell the truth about when I'm a dumbass, okay?
Yeah.
I, Jamie White, am a dumbass.
What'd you do?
Speaking of news, so I saw this whole baseball thing where... Hold on. So I was looking at the news, and they were scrolling this whole thing about how these guys stole some signs, and they're in a lot of trouble. And I was like, right. Why would they be in that much trouble if they stole a speed limit sign?
Like a stop sign?
Or a stop sign.
That is a crime, though.
It is a crime, but I was like, why is ESPN, because it was on silent, you know, and so you just read the bottom part, the scroll part, and it was like, these guys are in great big trouble for stealing signs. And I was like, was it like a funny one that says, you know, whatever. Yeah. And I couldn't figure out
A lot of people steal the signs if it's got your name on it.
Right,
okay?
Right, yeah.
Like for you, it would be White Avenue or White Road.
That's what I thought.
And you stole the sign.
And I thought maybe they stole the signs like going to the opposition's club, you know, something like that, or switch the men, women, bathroom signs.
It's a slow news day at that point.
It's mischievous stuff.
Talking about.
No, I just honestly read it like that because it was scrolling on the bottom, stole signs. No, they stole the signs like slide and the plays that you do with your hands and stuff.
Curveball, fastball.
Yeah.
Really, they were taking the signs from the catcher is who it was.
Yeah.
They had cameras out in center field and they would zoom in. So when the catcher would put down one finger, two finger, three finger, they could figure out very quickly what ball was going to be thrown, which is stealing. It's illegal.
It's illegal.
In baseball.
Yeah. And they didn't.
And now it goes even further.
Didn't really have a stop sign.
No. Now it's gone even further. Now they're claiming that the baseball players themselves were wired. And so they were talking from the dugout saying, here comes a curveball. Here it comes. Here it comes. And the guy that was wired, they're claiming that was wired, had a killer season.
Really?
Greatest season ever.
So he could hear that a curveball was coming?
Yes. And now there's...
Would you see an earpiece or something?
No. And now there's a picture this morning. Take a look at him. And I think his name is Beltran.
He got suspended, right? I know, Beltran. Yeah.
Or the other guy. It might be the other guy that's on... It's the Houston Astros is who was cheating. But now there's a picture of him running the bases where his flap opens up on the top of his jersey, and you see a little microphone.
I guess you could hide it. You could put it in those the helmets that they wear.
Oh, that's true, especially in that ear side.
Yeah.
Whatever.
But they're in trouble.
Yeah. Yeah. The one guy's real, real sad. The guy, the manager, he's like, I made a bad decision, and I'm really sorry, and I'm hoping someday everybody forgives me, and I can play or participate in the sport that I love so much.
The owner, he fired everybody.
Yeah.
Fired the manager, vice president, GM. Everybody went.
All just for stealing Broadway Boulevard.
Yeah. You just can't steal. I like switching the men and women bathroom signs. That's funny.
I literally felt like such a dumbass.
I don't even think that's illegal. I think that's just a prank.
It's just fun?
Yeah, I think that's just fun.
Oh, God, I felt so stupid. I'm like, I'm never going to tell anybody. And I was like, I'm going to tell. All right, and then finally for you, a sneaker from Nike that claims to help athletes run faster may be banned. Yeah, I don't know.
I don't get this shoe. I really don't. We talked about this maybe, I think it was even before Christmas, but there's a shoe out there from Nike that runners are putting this thing on, and they say that the runners go faster because of the shoe. That doesn't even make sense to me, but it appears it's true.
Well, and see, I tried to figure out how, because back in my day, when I was in gymnastics, we just had a regular floor. And then all of a sudden, as I got further into it, then they started putting spring floors.
Yeah.
So obviously then it's easier to throw full or whatever, you know, throw your trick. It's a lot easier. Mm-hmm. So I get it like that. But does this have springs in it or?
Same thing with AstroTurf. If you remember, when AstroTurf first came out for stadiums, when teams got to play on AstroTurf, they were considered faster teams.
Oh, right.
Then just natural turf.
Yep. Because there are no ruts or anything.
Because of the cushioning underneath, the rubber and everything that's a part of it. This shoe, I'm with you. I guess there's an insole inside the shoe that it speeds you up.
But
makes
how?
You faster.
It says that it feels like running on trampolines, what this quote says.
Yeah, because the sole of it is really raised, especially on the heel.
and it pushes back. So like when you sink down into the heel, it pushes you and propels you a little bit more.
I don't know why they should ban it though. Everybody has a chance to buy it.
Yeah.
It's called the Vaporfly and the Alphafly, and it gives athletes an unfair boost in performance. The news comes after some dude set a world record running for the first two-hour marathon, and some chick that did it too.
Yeah.
They both set world records in their Vaporfly shoes.
Yeah. And people that run, a lot of people run marathons or whatever. There are different things you can use out there, like tape that they put on themselves in different areas. It's supposed to help enhance. None of that stuff's banned.
Yeah.
So I don't know why this shoe, if it's available to the market, everybody can buy it. So that means everybody can have the shoe. Why not?
Well, and just like the bicycle dudes.
Lance Armstrong?
Yeah, well, they put those helmets on.
Oh, the aerodynamic.
On. Yeah.
They also like, swimmers shave their legs.
Put Vaseline on them.
Yeah, every single sport, they have something to do with the equipment that is supposed to enhance somewhat. So I think everybody should buy the shoe.
I have this really odd desire to buy the shoes and take a run and see if I go fast.
Yeah.
Do you guys?
Yeah, you got to clock yourself in your, standard shoes. Yeah. And then use these shoes and see if you're faster.
Because I want to see how fast I run in my Uggs. Yeah, and I don't put those suckers on.
I don't know if you're going to have a big time difference.
Over Uggs?
No. Well, maybe with Uggs. No, I'm just saying your regular sneakers.
You don't think so?
No, I think the time on these shoes is accumulated, and it seems to work with marathons. Because over a long run, and I don't think you're going to run 20.
You got to run miles and miles.
Yeah, I think that's where you can see the advantage.
I don't feel like you believe in me.
Look, I don't believe in you as a sprinter, okay?
But do you have that weird desire? Because you know how even though we're adults, you do feel like you're kind of special and faster in new shoes?
Yeah.
Well, then if we bought these, wouldn't you feel like I am so freaking fast?
I am curious.
I know, right?
I am curious to what they feel like. I don't know if I'm going to spring for them, though. I think they're like $300, aren't they?
I don't know.
They're pretty expensive.
How much are
they? $250.
Yes.
Yeah.
That's a lot for a pair of shoes.
I thought they were $300.
Come on, let's get them.
It's a lot.
Let's see if we're fast.
Nah.
One click by.
I'll wait till they make them in slides.
Slides. Socks and plops. Here we go.
Nike Vapor Slides. Yeah,
I'm going to wait.
All right, there you go. Devil Drash.
Coming up at 9 o'clock, your chance to win $1,000. It's a new year, no money, right here. BJ and Jamie Moore.
BJ and Jamie.
Oh, boy.
Wait, you just ruined Madill's birthday.
I didn't ruin it.
You ruined his 30th birthday.
See, here's the deal, Jamie, and you've told this story several times, different stories, in fact. Sometimes being the nice people we are, we step out on a limb, try to help people. And then you get your butt chewed out for it because it doesn't come through exactly the way they want it, you see? And that's what I've done here.
So here's what happened. So Schmadil's 30th birthday is today. So what I just heard is that he wants to go that Grace and Garden or whatever that.
Garden Grace.
And for a fly to meet. And so that you told him, oh, don't worry, I'll get you reservations. Well, now he comes into work today and you have no reservations.
No. See, you've gotten the scoop from a little liar. Okay. Let me explain to you.
Okay.
He came in this morning. I didn't even know it was his birthday. That puts me off the hook right there.
Yeah,
how could I have been part of it?
Yeah.
Oh. I didn't even know.
Wait, what?
So he walks in this morning and he says to me that he's going down to a very fancy restaurant. And he didn't even know the name of it.
He was bragging to us about it.
Yeah, bragging about it. And he said he was going down to this place and I kept saying, no, I don't know of that place, but you sure it's not Garden Grace? It's a steakhouse downtown. Oh, yeah, that's it. So he didn't even know where he was going. But he said he was going to go tomorrow night. And I said, well, do you have reservations? He said, no. And I'm like, dude, how do you think you're going to get in? So he looks it up and they're sold out.
Yeah.
That's when I stepped in and said, I may know somebody. I know Troy Gard. I think he owns it. Let me try to get in touch with him.
This is not how I heard this story at all. My apologies, BJ Harris.
Exactly, Jamie White. Everybody wants BJ to look bad. Okay?
Yeah, because
everybody, you know what? You want me to look like Meghan Markle.
Yeah, you are the Meghan Markle of Colorado.
I am the Meghan Markle of this show. I really am. Everybody is on
me. Wow, because that's not how I heard the story at all.
No.
So I thought that you had promised him like last week that you would get him reservations. No.
It all happened this morning.
Literally this morning.
But Dale, why would you think you would just get into that restaurant?
Because I thought between the holidays, the Valentine's Day is coming up, I thought people would be saving money. I didn't think it would be popping off like it is.
People that go to that restaurant don't have a problem with money.
Yeah.
Exactly right. They don't need to be, you're right, saving money. Oh my God. So now your birthday's ruined, so you don't have a dinner reservation anywhere?
No. Right. I'm gonna reach out to somebody else, okay? All right. I'm gonna reach out to somebody else that knows Troy, and that way we can try to track him down and get you in.
You know what
I won't give up on you.
Yeah. You know what I feel like we can get him into? Because we really do know this person, and it's the best food, my favorite restaurant on
What's
the planet.
That?
I feel like we could get him into Melting Pot.
Ooh. Oh, I know we could. Yeah,
I think they could squeeze him in because that is my favorite restaurant on the planet. Yeah. So good. And so maybe we could even pay for his little birthday lunch or dinner or something.
Oh, I think they'd take care of it. I think they're that kind of people.
I've actually never even been to the Melting Pot.
What?
Oh, you seem interested.
They give you a lot of meat. It may be not a flight of meat, but they give you a lot of meat.
All kinds of meat. It's so good. It's so good. So we'll try that one, too. All wow. Right, yeah. Okay. Happy birthday, Shmadel.
Thank you.
Happy birthday, buddy.
What a big screw-up. Your birthday's tomorrow.
I know. And why didn't the girl book the reservations?
I don't know.
That's a good question.
Yeah, it's your birthday. You're not supposed to be doing your own thing. All right, well, happy birthday to Shmadil. Also, happy birthday to
Mal Powell.
And yes, Betty White. Okay. Thank you. Yeah, Mal Powell and Betty White. Right, okay.
All right. Have a great weekend, everybody. Enjoy your long weekend if you get a three-day weekend.
Yes.
I don't think everybody gets it, but a lot of people do.
Right.
So have a great weekend, and we'll see you back here on Tuesday, I guess.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, that's a long way away.
All right. Good job, Shmadil. Happy birthday.
Happy birthday.
Thank you. Happy birthday, buddy.
Woo. Good deal. Carson, have a great weekend.
Oh, thank you. You too, BJ.
See everybody back here Tuesday. Bye-bye.
Love you, people. Mwah.
BJ and Jamie. Weekday mornings on Alice. And anywhere, anytime on the radio.com app.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.